Welcome to the Real Happy Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Toni Ann, the blogger and content creator at Real Happy Mom, where moms can find encouragement and practical tips for this journey called motherhood. And today I want to talk to you about knowing when you're doing too much. I recently had a conversation with my sister, and we were just chatting about me getting ready to take a vacation, a very much needed vacation. And I remember talking to her and telling her how I really didn't want to take time off from work for financial reasons, because we had some goals and things that we needed to accomplish as a family. And the way I get paid is if I don't work, I don't get paid. I don't get paid a salary. And I knew how it would impact my family if I took a long vacation. And she pretty much told me to calm down and get over myself and that I needed to take a break. And she proceeded to tell me that I was doing too much. And at first I was a little offended, like, who are you to tell me about what I'm doing? But when I sat down and really thought about it, I really was doing too much. And there's a few signs that I started to pick up on to realize that she was actually right. And the first sign was having anxiety. That's something that I never had before. And all of a sudden, I started feeling this anxiety where my chest would tighten up and I would just get really flustered. And it was just really unusual for me. And that was definitely a sign that I just needed to take a break and relax. Another sign was forgetfulness. I'm usually pretty good about remembering things, but I forget everything when I'm doing too much. So if you're being very forgetful, it might be a sign that you need to take a break because you're doing too much. Next sign is fatigue. You can get really tired from just overworking yourself, not just physically, but mentally too. I know that my husband, he is a web designer. And when he is really, really overthinking things, he gets really tired really easily. So definitely don't think that, oh, I haven't really done anything. I've been sitting at the computer or I've been behind a desk all day. Trust me, you can get tired mentally from sitting down and working at a computer all day. Another sign is a loss of appetite. If you're noticing that you're starting to not eat as much as you normally do, it might be a sign that you might need to take a pause from everything and just really see what's going on, because you have to eat. You can't not eat. Yes, you can go a period of time without eating, but losing your appetite and not eating is not a good thing and definitely not healthy. So definitely pause and take a minute if you're noticing that you're losing your appetite. And speaking of not being healthy, if your sleep is not the way that it usually is, that can be a very unhealthy sign that you're doing too much. If you're getting inconsistent sleep, whether you're waking up in the middle of the night or you're going to sleep a lot later than you usually would, or just a serious case of insomnia, you definitely need to take that as a sign that you might need to give yourself a break. Now, I used to blame my squirrel brain on having a second child, and I really honestly believed that once I had my second son that my brain was just not the same that it was before. But a lack of focus or not being able to focus like you usually do is definitely something that you want to take notice of and not something that you want to brush off. Having a long to-do list or having many things that you have to get accomplished in a day makes it super easy for you to get overwhelmed and overworked. So definitely make sure that you are taking notice of how much you're trying to get done at one time so that you don't lose focus or start having some of the other symptoms that I mentioned before. Okay, so I've given you some of the signs of when you are doing too much. So you're probably wondering, okay, well, I'm noticing the signs, so what should I do? Good question. So first thing, definitely look at your schedule and start making plans. If you have too many things that you have to get done in a day, definitely prioritize and start with three things that you have to get done today and then move on from there. And don't forget to schedule in some time for doing something fun, whether it's going out on a trip with the ladies or just having some quiet time to yourself. You definitely want to make sure that you schedule some fun time just for you. And lastly, give yourself permission to take time off. It really is okay, and the world will still go on if you take a break. This is one thing that I really struggled with because I feel like everything is so dependent on me. But in the end, if I'm not at my best or able to do my best, I serve no good for no one. So it's okay to stop and pause and give yourself a break. It's okay to take time for yourself. It's okay to really just do nothing if that's what you decide to do. So Mama Bear, I'm telling you, take some time for yourself and make sure you notice the signs of when you're doing too much so you don't burn yourself out and end up being what I like to call Mommy Monster, because Mommy Monster isn't nice for anybody. Lastly, make sure that you're taking care of yourself and that you are taking notice of how much sleep you're getting. You know, the recommended time is about 7 or 8 hours of sleep. And also make sure that you're getting enough water, because if you're not getting enough water, dehydration can definitely lead to you feeling fatigued and sluggish. So you want to make sure that you're staying hydrated and that you're also getting enough sleep. Then look at your list of things that you need to get done and really prioritize what is really important. And then, like I said, make sure to include some fun time, and then make sure that you're taking care of yourself and having some time off. So this was a quick one. I just wanted to come by and give you some of these quick tips because it was very enlightening for myself to just step back and really see that I am doing too much. And my sister was actually right, as much as I hate to admit it. So let me know if you have anything else that you like to do for your downtime. And if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, make sure that you like it and also subscribe to this podcast so you can be notified anytime that there's a new podcast episode. So that does it for this episode of the Real Happy Mom Podcast. If you want to get the links in the show notes to this episode of the podcast, make sure that you head over to realhappymom.com/13. Again, that's realhappymom.com/13 to find the links in the show notes for this episode. Thanks so much for listening, and I will catch you in the next one.